I am left with all this love and all these dreams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Block Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. This is Carly. We have a great show tonight. Brenna Epstein, you know, the second Ashley Abbott. We'll be coming on the show, and it will be a very good show, and we are just waiting for her to call in. I hope everyone's having a good week out there, even though it's only Tuesday. You know, why can't it be like Friday? Why can't it be Friday now? No, wait. That means we will have to wait all weekend for the soap. That might not be the best idea I've had. Like I said, we are waiting for Brenna to call in, and I'm going to put Maggie on for a second. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Carly. How you doing?
Good. Oh, did you finish watching GH?
No, I stopped halfway because I needed to call the show.
Well, and people, go. Go the other team with, you know, the bomb James.
Golden State?
Yeah, Golden State. Yeah, go Golden State. And congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We did it.
You know, So, I'm going to put on music because I might have to call Brenda, you know, so I'm going to put music on and I will be right back.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Everyone, I am back. We are just waiting and waiting for Brenda Epson to call in. So I hope Sunny beat the crap out of Scotty today. That would make my dream come true. A lot of blood, you know, everything. So hopefully she will. Okay. Hi everyone. You know her as the wonderful. Okay, she was on here, and then okay, getting to introduce the wonderful Brenda Epson, who should be calling in any moment. I don't know what is going on with Blog Talk tonight. So we are waiting for her. She should be on any moment. I'm gonna put Maggie on.
Hi. I'm just thinking, I wonder if our flooding that we had yesterday spilled on Black Talk.
Well, Brenda Epson is on here. Maggie, I'm going to put you on hold. The wonderful, the sexy, the my love for Ashley Abbott started with Brenda Epson, people. And so here we go. Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, Emily, I didn't know. She never told me. But that's okay. That's okay. Don't fire her or anything. No, she didn't tell me. And things come up in life, and you just have to be a little adaptable, and I'm very adaptable.
Good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so if you only can be here so time, we understand. So, like I said in the intro, because I didn't want you to wait all night, because my intro sometimes can be very, very long. But I love you as Ashley. I fell in love with Ashley Abbott because of you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
You were my favorite, and, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, but I'm good. Trouble is my middle name.
Yeah.
And I just interviewed you on screen, Father, 2 weeks ago, Zeri Douglas. I love him. He's
Aww.
So sweet.
He's so sweet. He's a wonderful guy.
Yes. And so, you know, but I, you know, when you got started on YNL way back, I mean, not back like 30 years ago, but how was it when you first started out?
It was really exciting for me. It was my first real job in the business. It was the first time that I'd had, like, well, I'd never acted before, so it was pretty crazy because I was a singer my whole life, so I've never acted. And it was my first, you know, kind of acting debut, let alone to get paid for it. It was very, very exciting. But it was also kind of scary and a little intimidating because I didn't really know what I was doing. It was a lot to learn and had never done it before.
Well, you walked it, and in my opinion,
Aww.
I never wanted you to leave. You know,
Aww.
I still want you to come back.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
I mean, a lot of people feel that way with you because You brought Ashley to a whole new level, and you were so good. And
to me,
it was incredible watching you all the time. And what was your favorite scene on there when you were on there?
Well, one of my favorite scenes was when I
really liked it. I actually saw it the other day.
I really liked it when Brad asked Ashley to marry him, and he did a rap video.
Yes.
When will you say yes? When will you say yes? It was really funny. So
I loved you guys as a couple. You guys were great.
That was fun. That was a funny scene. I really liked that. And I liked some of the scenes in the colonnade room with Victor, some of the really sweet scenes between him and Ashley where we would get all dressed up and, you know, talk about how we loved each other but couldn't be together. It just wasn't going to work. And, you know, the stepdaughter, Heather, was in the way. And those were some fun scenes also. And then the scenes also with Jerry Douglas, who played my father, were just so sweet as well. So great. Just was really giving because I was really green, so to speak. I had never really acted. So, you know, everybody on there was great to really help me. And they'd sometimes in the middle of the shooting, they'd move me to the side if I was, you know, wrong on my blocking or was supposed to be somewhere else. They'd move me kind of out of the way. So that was nice. And then, of course, Jack, he was great. Peter Bergman. It was funny working with him because I had watched him before I started the show. I had watched him on All My Children. So I was just like, this is so crazy. I can't believe, you know, we're shooting together and I used to watch you. And that was kind of fun.
Well, yeah, like I always tell people, my two crushes on Y&R are Peter Bergman and Christoph St. John. Those are my two crushes. You know, yeah.
Yep.
And people like, Carly, do you know how Peter Bergman is? I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. He's still so good looking.
Yes,
and,
he is.
You know, Ashley, when you were on there, you know, it was nice. It was, like I said, a breath of fresh air. How long were you on it? Because for me, it wasn't long enough.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I was actually on there for almost 8 years, actually. So I signed a 4-year and a 3-year, and then I extended a little further into the next year. And then by the time they stopped airing, it was almost 8 years. So it was like 7.5, 8 years. so it was like, you know, close to 10 years, but it did go by fast, right? It just seemed fast, but it was time to move to other things, so.
I didn't want you to move to other things, though.
Thank you. Well,
I'd love someone on daytime. I don't want them to leave, and then when they do, my heart is crushed into little saloons. And you did that. You crossed my heart into saloons, but I will forgive you.
Let me go on record to say I'm sorry now. I did not mean to crush your heart. I just had some really great opportunities set before me to sign with Sony Music and to tour in Europe. And I ended up opening for Lionel Richie. And, you know, the show
Wait. Set the dough. You opened for Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
I did not find that out anything in your bio. I stalked people's bios and everything.
Yes.
I stalked people's bios before they come on. I shouldn't say that on air.
Well, you know, it's funny that you'd say that because all of a sudden, in the middle of the night the other night, I was thinking, oh, I haven't updated my bio. I better update my resume, all that. But I haven't done updated my bio in a long time, so it's probably my fault.
Well, yeah, because how was that? Because I'm another love of my life is Lionel. But see, I could play him 24 hours a day, and so people would get sick of me. How was
He was amazing. He, you know, I got this opportunity. Like I said, Sony approached me and said they wanted me to sign with Sony TriStar Music, and part of one of my producers was in London, and so I'd have to record in the London studios and do some recording in the United States. And when I approached CBS with it, they, you know, the show said they weren't going to let me out. And I said, well, this is like a big dream of mine. They said, well, you know, your contract is here and, you know, you can't go back and forth. So, you know, I had to make a decision, and I knew that was on the horizon. I didn't want to look back in my life and say, oh, I stayed on the show, but I passed up an opportunity that, you know, could have been a once in a lifetime. And
now I understand, and now I forget because it was Lionel with Steve.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I had a big choice to make, but for me, when I realized they weren't going to let me out to do other things, it was really no choice, because while I loved being on the show, also I have to follow my dreams and I have to be able to do other things. So I then said, okay, then I'm not going to resign. And you know, oh my goodness, I signed with Sony. I you know, was recording in London and all over Paris. And then I ended up, the tour agent ended up booking me on for Lionel Richie, and I opened for him because The Young and the Restless, which was Le Fleur d'Amour in France, was so big there, they thought it would be a good draw to have me there for him as well. So, my goodness, I met with him in Culver City at the studio where he was rehearsing, and he just gave me a big hug. And, of course, Sheila E. was on the tour playing drums, who was a legend, and she was amazing, and the tour was fabulous and went to all these cities, and we opened in seats that some theaters, some venues were 20,000 and some were 7,000, so it varied, but it was absolutely, it's a memory and a time I'll never forget.
Well, and that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you're totally forgiven because, you know, Lionel is like the god of music. I shouldn't say that, but his music.
Well, he really is.
Yeah. And
I agree with you. And he is, just to, you know, let you know, not only has he had such longevity in the industry, he's a brilliant composer, a writer, and he is really, truly a very, very nice person. So, he's just a great guy.
Yeah, and that, going back to your childhood, when I say I stalk people's little thing, I do my homework, your dad was a country singer, and he worked with Von Wing.
Yeah, he worked with John Wayne in Big Jake. Yeah,
if you
see the movie John Wayne, my dad's in it. He's the mean guy at the bar that gets shot by Pat Wayne, John's son.
I remember that.
He's got a real thick Kentucky accent from Louisville, and he was also an RCA Victor recording artist. And funny story, reminded me, I saw a thing on Glenn Campbell today because they're doing, you know, about his life, and he's been sick the last few years, and it just reminded me, my father, when he was married to my mother before he died, came and, you know, home one night, and he goes, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. I was in the studio, I was recording, and there's this new guy that's in town, and he's just really green. He's not been out there much, but he sang backups on my song. He's going to be a star. Remember this name. His name is Glenn Campbell. I was like, oh my gosh, Glenn Campbell sang backup on my father's album. So,
oh, that is
crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm a country junkie. I'm a country music junkie. Like, I cannot get enough of that. You know, and you know, the whole Glenn Campbell thing, wow. And
yeah, it's amazing. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up here. I apologize. I wasn't able to come on earlier. There was kind of an emergency that happened, but forgive me for having to wrap it up.
Because I will get killed Brenda, I will get killed. Can you take, like, two really quick calls?
Two really quick calls, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Hi, Brenda.
Hi,
thank
how are
you.
You?
Oh, this is wonderful. I'm not a country person of music, but I love Graciela.
You're so cute.
Yeah, it's out of sight that you got your father? Wow. Fantastic. And if I had a choice between Young and the Restless and Lionel Richie, I would have done exactly what you did.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I always wanted the fans to know that I didn't just leave because I was like, oh, you know, I'm sick of this. I mean, it really was a heart-wrenching decision and something that I didn't take lightly. But I didn't ever – I'm really a firm believer. I'm not looking back in your life and saying, what if? What if I would have, you know, tried this? And then, you know, you'd be sitting there and that opportunity doesn't come along very often. And so, well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad
you
did a beautiful career with your singing, and then you shared it with Young and the Restless for a few years.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Maggie, I will put you on hold. And we also love you on, well, I mean, I watched a couple of episodes because passing was crazy. I couldn't keep up. But we also love you on Days of Our Life.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep, one little debut there. That was really fun. That was really, really fun.
And you have time for one more call. So, hi, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Speaking of Days of Our Lives and Young and Restless, did you get a chance to meet your successor on Young and Restless, Eileen Davidson, when she was over on Days or after she took over the role of Ashley and you just stopped by for a visit? Did you get a chance to meet her?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to tell you, and I just don't want you to feel like you're going to kill me later, but I think Eileen is probably better than you are than playing Ashley, because number one, Eileen has done it all, because she, and I don't know if she's coming back on Days for the 50th. Hope she does as Susan, or maybe a back from the dead Kristen.
God.
Hopefully somebody can work something out there over there. But and I hope that she can come back to the Housewives show, because I really enjoyed her and Lisa Rinna last season on that show. And I hope she comes, because she definitely raised a lot of hell on that show along with Brandy and the other girls.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm more pro Eileen because of the fact that she had done successful as Ashley, not only on Wine and Bomb Bowling before, and with what I've seen her on Days of Our Lives and on the Real Housewives.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say, you still got my respect, and if you come
back
to me, I wouldn't mind, and I wanted to say, I listen to some of Lionel Richie's songs, and I follow his daughter on Twitter and everything else.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm on Twitter too, and then I've got my new song out on iTunes, so you can check out my new single. It's very exciting.
Okay.
It's called "I Cry of Freedom."
Okay. Well, that's about it. I just wanted to say thanks for the call, and Carly, it was a pleasure to get on the air. I didn't know if I was going to get to until. So somebody gave me a phone card.
Bobby.
Well,
Bobby,
thank
I will
you.
Always,
thanks, Bobby.
Bobby, I will always hook you up. Don't worry.
Well, what was you the other night when Harley was doing an interview on a different radio show? I need you for that. Anyways, I just wanted to say, I won't mention your name because you told me to stick with you guys. But anyway,
yes.
I just wanted to say that I'm about to turn, and I'm just probably not going to stick around where I can get a chance to rant about the soaps. But I will definitely be back on Friday to talk about that. And hopefully Maggie won't get upset if the Blackhawk Celebration Parade on Thursday doesn't preempt GH, because she's a diehard Blackhawk fan. And I'll take a Blackhawk Victory Parade over over a preemption of a show any old day.
Oh, I won't. I'm on Team Maggie on this. Okay, Bobby, I gotta let you go. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty well sure that with the weather situation,
okay.
Houston,
bye,
Bobby. Know what I'm talking about, but I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well,
so,
thank you for having me. I'm sorry I have
to
cut it short, and you are the best. And let's do it again sometime. I have more to talk about.
Yeah, I want you on again. If I don't get you on, I'm going to be heartbroken. So,
I won't do that. So let's do it again. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. Have a great night.
Thank you, sweetie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that was Brenna Epson, and I am bringing on Maggie and, I believe, David. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Lionel Richie.
How do you do, Meg?
Well, I didn't know she opened for Lionel Richie. Wow. You learn something new every day. Wow.
Do I do okay? Because, I thought we had on for an hour, but then she had something to do, so I hope I was good.
You're fine. You swing the punches. You're fine.
Okay.
Well, say a little bit of Brenda, or not. We'll take a little bit. I'm grateful that she could do that much time with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David, I'm so sorry that I didn't take your call. I really apologize. You can kill me. You will be the first one I take next time she comes on the show. Deal?
Deal. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. No problem.
Okay. Well, I don't want to lose you as a caller, but... You know, when she only has time for so much, it's really hard to decide her, you know.
Yeah, she's busy all the time, you understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, we are going to have a show tonight, but I want to say for Bobby out there, you're wrong. I mean, I know the Blackhawk victory parade is important, but come on. You know, I rather see the eighth. What did you think about it?
A victory parade is wonderful. I'm thrilled we won. I love to see it. It's just, it could have been switched to an earlier time because I need my GH.
Yeah.
You know,
but maybe they will.
Okay.
Maybe they will call the season tomorrow and find out if the eighth will be on earlier or later. That's what I had to do when, my Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
and they
showed
out at like 4:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, did Sonny punch Scotty today?
Yes, they're in court together.
What?
Scotty is there. And he's, the guy now dislocated his shoulder. So the stent will be either 1 year or 25. I go, really? 25? Rape cases don't get 25. How can they possibly get 25 years, you know?
I hope all Sonny gets TJ out, and I did have a feeling he will because he's Sonny. David, what do you think?
I didn't see DS today. I missed it. So.
Oh, that's okay. I cannot wait to see it because I love any day my son is on.
Excuse me. Our Sonny.
I like Sonny too.
I don't know what's
going on. I'm liking a new Dylan, though.
I need more coffee. And Sonny imports the best coffee. I think we lost Carly. Did you see any of the shows today, or?
No, 14, no. I taped them, but I haven't watched them yet.
Carly's been doing it at night, and I started doing it, too, because it's, to me, relaxing. Just going to dreamland
yeah.
there. Oops.
Yeah, I agree.
You love GH?
Yeah. Been watching for 31 years. Well, it's 32 years now.
Wow.
So I was 15. Now I got 47 here.
Thank you. We need longtime GHers. Which I think is the best one, but let's be. I love GH. Where did Carly go?
I don't know. Quiet.
Okay, Blog Talk. Where'd you put her?
Well, let's hope she watch.
All of them.
Except Bold and Beautiful. I don't like Bold and Beautiful. I really like Bold and Beautiful. Yeah.
I changed the presets in my truck so those old songs don't sneak up. They still find me and remind me, yeah, you come back that easy. Try restaurants I've never been to, order new things off the menu that I never tried, cause you didn't like, with two drinks in and you're by my side. I've talked to friends, talked to myself, I've talked to God, I pray like hell, but I still miss you. I've tried sober, I've tried drinking, I've been strong and I've been weak, and I still miss you. I've done everything to move on like I'm supposed to. I'd give anything for one more minute with you. I still miss you. I still miss you, baby. I never knew till you were gone how many pages you never ends. I keep turning them line after line. You're there again. Well, I don't know how to let you go. You're so deep down in my soul. I feel helpless, so hopeless. It's a door that never closes. No, I don't know how to do this. I've talked to friends, talked to myself, talked to God. I prayed like hell, but I still miss you. I've tried sober, I've tried drinking, I've been strong and I've been weak, and I still miss you. I've done everything to move on like I'm supposed to, but I'd give anything for one.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? I'm the host of this show now. Mwahaha. I'm the host of this show now. Mwahaha. Testing, testing. Hello, this is my show now. This is special guest, Brenda Epperson, Daytime After Dark. She's going to be taking calls in. Yeah.